Hi everyone, welcome to a Daily Devo. Today's chapter is Revelation 7. Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing before the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Amen. In chapter 6, it ends with a question, who can stand? The question is regarding the Great Tribulation, the days when men and women will face the wrath and the judgment of God, where believers will face persecution and will face their death in the name of Jesus. And the question of who can stand is really talking about who can stand against the great wrath and judgment of God. And then all of a sudden, in today's chapter, chapter 7, John pauses the action with an intermission to answer that question, the question of who can stand. John sees an angel with a signet ring coming to place a mark, a seal of protection on God's servants who are enduring all this hardship, and he hears the number of those who are sealed, 144,000. It's a military census like the one in the book of Numbers, chapter 1. There are 12,000 from each of the tribes of Israel. Now here's the thing. The number of this army is what John heard, just like he heard about the conquering line of Judah. But in both cases, what he then turned and saw was the surprising fulfillment of those military images in Jesus, the slain lamb. So when he sees this messianic army of God's kingdom, it's made up of people from all nations fulfilling God's ancient promise to Abraham. It's God fulfilling his promise to bring all peoples and languages and tongues together. It's all different types of ethnic groups. It's all different types of people who speak different languages. God is going to bring up the Jews and the Gentiles together. And he's going to create a new kind of people who will stand before God. They will be able to stand before God because they have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And now they are called the conqueror, not by killing their enemies, but by suffering and bearing witness, just like the Lamb. And after this, the seventh and final seal is broken, which we'll read more about in our next devotion on Monday. You see, if we are in the end times and if we believe in Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, then we have been redeemed by the Lamb's blood, which means that you and I are part of the 144,000. And in this, we are called to suffer and endure in the likeness of Christ and to bear witness of the person and the works of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so today, let us stand firm. Let us suffer and endure with the hope of Jesus Christ. Let's continue to bear witness of who Jesus is, that he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lamb that was slain for our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we pray that you would help us to fix our eyes upon you. God, we thank you that there was a pause between the breaking of the six seals and the breaking of the seventh seal. We thank you, Lord, that you give John the ability to be able to pause and to see the 144,000, but also to be able to see a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in our hands and crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Lord, we want to continue to suffer well in the name of Jesus, but also, Lord, to be able to bear witness of who you are, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the hope that many would come to know you, that those who have not known you at all, who have lived a life not knowing what it could look like to be with you, I pray, God, that our very life and our testimony would point them to you, and ultimately that they would come to faith, believing, Lord, that you are the Son of God. You are the living King. You are the Lamb that was slain for our sins. And so, God, we look to you, and we ask, Father, that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to do this. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in our devotion. I hope you'll continue to join us next week as we go into Revelation 8. But with that, I hope you have a great weekend.